Good morning. The remnants of Florence continue to move through interior New York and New England with heavy rain in spots, particularly in the last few hours. The heaviest rain has been along the I-88 corridor through the Greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and western portions of Massachusetts and the Taconic Mountain Range. Elsewhere, showers with bursts of rain have been common, the only exceptions extreme northernmost New York and central and northern Vermont, a little bit farther away from Florence's track, with only a few showers, otherwise a dry night and a dry start to the day. Most everyone starting out cloudy and muggy, otherwise with temperatures remaining in the upper 60s to around 70. Rain will continue to come down fairly heavily with rumbles of thunder possible, particularly from I-90 and points south through the early morning period before Florence works its way through New England and off the coast. At that point, we'll start a drying trend through the afternoon, perhaps even with some sunshine coming back into the picture, and high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s to around 80. As we get into the night tonight, skies will tend to clear out as high pressure builds into the region. Low temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. This will leave us with a mostly sunny day on Wednesday. With lower humidity, it will be pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. That same high will dominate the weather into the day on Thursday, keeping it dry. Although sunshine will tend to mix with clouds during the afternoon as a warm front approaches, and highs will be in the lower 70s. That warm front will push through on Thursday night, and on Friday we'll have more humidity in the area. With a mix of sun and clouds, the cold front, which will trail onto Friday afternoon, will produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, but not before highs reach to about 80. Right now it looks like a dry and cooler weekend with lower humidity back into the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, this historic rainfall associated with Florence will continue to wind down across the Appalachians with continued lessening of aerial coverage of precipitation as the system eventually moves off the coast of New England. In its wake, major flooding will persist through the week across large portions of North Carolina and northeast South Carolina. And while the heavy rain will be winding down over the east associated with Florence, several days of potentially heavy to locally excessive rain will begin across portions of the northern plains, upper Mississippi Valley, and into the upper Great Lakes regions. A generally west-to-east oriented front will persist over the next few days from the central plains into the upper Mississippi Valley, and persistent inflow of anomalous moisture into this front will support several waves of organized thunderstorms, supporting heavy to locally excessive rainfall amounts from eastern South Dakota, across much of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and Wisconsin into the UP of Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees with a west wind at 39, gusting to 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 22 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility and moderate rain and fog, 69 degrees, the dew point 67, 93% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Needles and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 15 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston, showers and storms in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with the chance of a shower and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 75, that's 13 degrees above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday up until midnight, 1.39 inches for the month, not including today. That's 0.36 of an inch below normal, and 27.65 inches for the year, which is 0.25 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 51, the record high, 91, set in 1891, and the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening 7 p.m., 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers closer to the Canadian border and a steadier rain closer to Glens Falls today, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and possibly thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and possibly thunderstorms today, scattered showers later on with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and possibly thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and possibly thunderstorms today, then partly sunny with scattered showers later, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, lower to mid-70s. Sunshine, followed by a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a shower or thunderstorm on Friday, near 80. Partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Saturday, near 70. Lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower on Sunday. And mostly sunny, near 70 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.